Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
I want to read from Genesis chapter 13, verse 14 to 18. Genesis 13, verses number 14 to 18. Praise the Lord. The Bible talks about two men, Abraham and Lot. In verse number 14 of Genesis 13, the scripture say, "And the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered." Praise the Lord. Then he said, "Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee." Then Abraham removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are talking about the difference maker, part one. The difference maker in 2025, part one. Please take your seats. When a year starts like this, we have dreams, we have plans, we have expectations, and we have faith in the Lord. Our faith in the Lord makes us understand that every new year should be better than the previous one, because we move from grace to grace, from glory to glory, and the path of the righteous shines brighter and brighter unto a perfect day. We also have conceptualized into our faith the fact that the latter glory is greater than the former. So we are truly the head and not the tail. And every new year should be better than the previous year. In fact, God is so progressive that he's made us also progressive, and he does not want us to have a better yesterday. Every new season should be the season that we see the greatest manifestation of God's glory. However, regardless of the faith we have, if we do not synchronize our faith to what is achievable and what is functional as far as the workings of the kingdom of God is concerned, you may wish all you want, you may expect all you want, you may hope for all you want, and the likelihood that you will receive nothing or little is very high. And so over the years, a lot of Christians have been in church, hoped in the Lord, faith in the Lord, expected to see so much, and some have seen so little, and just a few of us have seen the mighty works of God in our lives. Because also when it comes to extracting things that are on the redemptive table for us, it is to some extent dependent on how strong your faith is, or the quality of the faith you seek to operate in. Even though God, without your faith, can give you everything, including the one you have not asked, out of his sovereignty. But his normal practice, the norm is that the believer must have faith. Praise the Lord. And in having faith, there are different levels of faith. Now, your faith determines how far you want to go with the Lord. And to some extent, how far you want to go with the Lord, or how deep you want to go with the Lord, would determine the quality of the things that you will touch. There's a scripture that says that they that do business in deep waters, they see the wonders of God. So at least we understand that there are shallow waters and there are deeper waters. So if you want to see the wonders of God, you have to build a faith that makes you go deeper with the Lord. Build a faith that makes you go launch into a deeper dimension of the operationalization of that faith you have. And so when you have that regular little superficial shallow faith, I am part of it, running around kind of a person in church, you will have that kind, a correspondent result of that kind of faith. Are you here with me? If you also want to see so much more, then you need to build your faith, and that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans chapter what? Chapter 10, verse 17. Please put it there. Praise the Lord. In Romans 10, 17, it says that, so then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 6, Hebrews 11, 6, it says that, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. So number one, to please the Lord, you need to have faith. And if you dare say you want to come to God, you must believe that God exists. He's a living God. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So God is also a rewarder, but it's not a rewarder to all. It's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. They seek him in line with their faith. They seek him in line with what is prescribed in scripture, what is inspired by the word of God, and then the actions that one has to take that we will call kingdom principles. And so it does not matter how difficult your matter is, how delayed your matter is, how challenged your life is, faith works. And faith works so much that sometimes faith will work when people and life is making a mockery out of you. And if you know how to maintain your posture of faith and keep digging and dunking, tell somebody, keep digging and dunking. Because the word is a seed, and you have to keep digging around it, and you have to keep applying dung, you know, dung, cow dung, fertilizer. So you keep digging around it and you keep fertilizing the word. You keep watering the word. It will blossom and you will have a great harvest. Praise the Lord. Point is that what you are desiring for will not come to you on a silver platter. The victories you are expecting to have will not be a walk in the park. You have to be prepared, and you have to lay a solid foundation to make a difference. We are all children of God. The Bible says that one star differs from the other. So there is always a difference, even in the house of the Lord, regarding how far and how we shine. We may all shine collectively as a church, but when you come, there are still nuances. Some are 20 watt bulb, some are 60 watt bulbs, some are 80 watt, some are 100 watt, some are 120. What kind of wattage are you? Praise the Lord. And depending on the space you are operating in, you have to think about the kind of wattage you want to use. I think it is really, really absurd to use a bulb of 100 wattage in your bedroom. Too bright. Are you here? So people like disco light. We use 40, 60. You don't remember those bulbs again. LEDs have come to confuse you. So are you sure you are here? Now, when you move from your bedroom to your hall, you want a bulb that has greater luminary abilities or greater illumination. Praise the Lord. When you move to your compound, you are looking for mini floodlight. As you go to a stadium, you are looking at a floodlight, something that is big. So depending on the space you are operating in and the quantum of life you envisage your destiny to come to, if you are just a microscopic yourself, self of yourself, in its microscopic self, as you have divided yourself into the divisible factor where you are almost going nowhere, then you need a very small light. But if you are to move from your small space and step out there, and then step out there, and then step out there, and this year you say, I want to step out there, then you need a greater light. You need what? I can't hear you at all. Tell somebody you need a greater light. The more you have a desire for a bigger life in a bigger field. So if you want to say that I want to make a difference, your light is what determines the difference you make. And the light you have from the word of God, the insight you have from the word of God, will determine the kind of foundation you will lay for the difference you want to make. Because for life, you need to build it. Say that a wise man buildeth his home. A wise woman buildeth her home. So lives must be built. And in building, the most important aspect of the building is a foundation. If the foundation is okay, then you can think about any creative superstructure. But if the foundation is destroyed, the Bible says that, what can the righteous do? So the righteous man will be left helpless if he or she doesn't lay a good foundation. Please tell somebody, even though you are righteous in Christ, you will be very, very helpless if your foundation and preparation for 2025 is in question. If it's not a quality one, life will question you. Praise the Lord. And so we read the scripture about Abraham. And the scripture we read, you could see clearly that Lot is with Abraham, and both of them are having animals. In verse number 10, the Bible said that, in fact, prior to that, in verse number 8, Abraham said to Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdsmen and thy herdsmen, for we are brothers. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate yourself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take to the left, then I will go to the right. And if thou depart to the right, then I will go to the left. You see, there is a mind you have when you belong to the Abrahamic line. When you belong to the line that is full of faith. So this is Abraham and Lot. They all have animals, and now the land is unable to contain them. So their servants began to fight because they are loyal. Loyal servants, they know how to fight. Oh. So if you're a servant and you don't have fight in your heart, you have to question your loyalty. So they were fighting for the grass. And Abraham said, no. Penny will fear. It boils down to leadership. You and I, we are brethren. Are you here at all? And we can't fight. The land there is before you and I. I want you to just carefully look at the land. So the issue of contention was what? Land. That was the issue under contention. So Abraham said, the land is before us. We are going to separate. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. But you choose first. So in verse number 10, the Bible said, and Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere. And the Bible now said it was looking like that just before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Even as the garden of the Lord, it was looking very lush, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest to Zoar. So Lot wanted a land. What did Lot want? I'm just trying to break it down very simply. Lot wanted a land for his livelihood. Abraham also needed a land for his livelihood. So both of them needed what? Then Lot had an opportunity to choose. These are two people. Brother A, brother B. Lot chose the land that was lush, green,
pastures everywhere for animals. This is like a very suitable land for livestock rearing. And so Abraham was left with the land that was not looking like the garden of the Lord. It was looking like the land that was not looking like Goshen, not looking like Egypt. It was a very dry land that was left for Abraham to just manage. Even though his business was bigger, his land was poorer. When you and I are all believing God for a land, call that land success in 2025. Call that land a difference in 2025. Call that land success in ministry, success in family, financial success. Call that land any career success. Call that land. Both of us are looking for something. We are all looking for something great for our sustenance, for our livelihood. Are we here at all? Is there someone who is not looking for anything this year? All of us are looking for something beautiful. Some will have an opportunity that meets the eye. Like Lot, he lifted up his eyes and he saw, driven by natural senses. Then when he had made his choice, Abraham was also told by the Lord in verse 14. Abraham, just watch, oh, please. And the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, you to lift up your eyes. So two people looking for a land, both of them lifted up their eyes. One lifted up his eyes based on the command and the natural arrangements of the place. Lot lifted up, Abraham said, choose wherever. And based on his senses and sensual prowess, he made a choice that was reasonable, that was logical. A choice that looked like it was a great choice. Then Abraham also lifted his eyes, inspired by the Spirit. And where he chose, it didn't look like it would work. But it was motivated by the Spirit. I'm telling you that this year, all of us will lift our eyes to look on the field, in the market. We will lift our eyes to target things and all of that. But you see, What is driving that motivation is key to your success. We all want to land, though. As you see me like this, don't let the tongues I'm speaking confuse you. I want things bigger. Praise the Lord. Now, Lot went, stayed in the land closer to Sodom and Gomorrah, and eventually the land he chose was destroyed. Let me not just go round in circles. God bent down Sodom and Gomorrah. And then God now promised Abraham. He said, as you lift your eyes, everywhere you are seeing, I have given it to you. So, I don't think that the issue is the fact that you have in your heart to have a great life. I think that the issue is the fact that sometimes, even though we have great motives, great desires, as children of God, we don't know how to tie them down to have these durable solutions that we seek for in our lives. Can I come down? It's not bad that you want to marry, but that desire can be bent down like Sodom and Gomorrah. It's not bad that you want to be a millionaire. And sometimes, most of the time, grandpa, you get it in the year and lose it like Lot. Yes, he got the land and lost it. He became even a slave. He was at a point, he was captured by Chedorlaomer. Are you here? At some point, his children, you know, the people wanted to rape angels who were in his care. Boy, the land was becoming something else. So he got it and he got bent. How many people in this life have become like shooting stars? You shoot up and you shoot down. You shoot up and you fall down. There is a reason. for not making that difference you seek to make. And that is something we should interrogate between these two people who belong to a very good household. I'm not talking about unbelievers. We're talking about believers. Very good household. Abraham's household. God's own household. They are brethren. Kindred spirit. And yet, one suffered so much and the other prospered so much that one has become iconic and transgenerational. A reference point for blessing and faith. And the other is a nonentity. Nothing to write home about. His life is inconsequential. We only use it for foolish examples of a foolish man who existed with great opportunities. May your life never be like Lot. So what's the difference? If you read verse number 16, you find out that and God was telling Abraham, I will make your seed be like the dust of the field, that if anybody can count the dust, they will count your seed. Then 17 says that God now told Abraham, arise, walk through the land, in the length of it and in the breadth of it. You see, a lot of people like this prophetic country. You know, walking in spaces, claiming it. Possibly, it's a necessary condition. Possibly, that when you have a promise, you want to work it out. Are you here at all? When God gives you a promise, do what? Work it out. That's a physical work he had to do. Having a vision and the desire to work it out. Walk the length and breadth of it. I have a mind to marry. I have a mind to have a business. I have a vision. Now I've just decided I'm saving. I want to work it out. I'm connecting. It's good. Walk the length and breadth of the matter. But I'm telling you that it is just necessary to do that. It's not sufficient. In Abraham's life, unlike Lot, Abraham in the next verse, look at it, 18, when God told him, look and then walk after that. This one God didn't tell him. When he had done all that God asked him to do, to lift his eyes and look and walk on the land and all of that, he said, ah, okay, oh, me and Lot, I looked, Lot looked. I walked, he walked. What is the difference? He now said, mm-mm. Then Abraham removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord. The difference between Lot and Abraham in trying to possess a land is that, whereas Lot did not build an altar for the Lord, Abraham built an altar for the Lord and used the altar as a spiritual propeller to secure the land spiritually, whilst he was working on it physically. So one man decided that I will use all the physical capabilities. Another said that of all the physical capabilities I have, I still need an engine room. That is a spiritual place for having an altar of covenant with the God of heaven. So that this God of heaven, by this altar and by the covenant practices on this altar, I will be able to lay hold on the land, not just now, but for generations, my seed to also come and possess the land without a struggle. I want to lay hold on the land that cannot be burnt by the fire of heaven. And in doing so, he said, the difference between me and Lot is that I am building an altar, establishing a covenant between me and God. God, bless me and you will see the kind of man that you have blessed. We are in our workplaces with people. Some are more intelligent than we are. Some are more raised than we are. And yet, it doesn't matter. If you are with God, as far as you can see, God has given you. But you can see as far as you can see, if you don't have a working covenant, if you don't have a working altar backing you, if you are in the market without backing, you are in 2025 without backing. You may get the land and lose it. Or you may not even get the land at all. It may be promised you. But in the Bible, not all promises were obtained. Hello? Hello? Some died believing, but never obtained. So to obtain it, you need a solid, operational, functional covenant. That is the difference maker. Please tell somebody that the difference maker is not that this year, no. I will pray more than somebody. Say the prayer is important. Very, very important. That's all very, very important. But as we are talking right now, people who don't serve Jesus Christ, they have already established their covenant with the kind of entities they believe in to help them to possess the land. Now ask somebody, imagine trying to get a promotion in your workplace with somebody who serves the devil. Who do you think will have it? The way you are going. Please ask them the way you are going. If the devil's child and you want one seat, only one seat, the way you are going, who do you think will have it? Come on. Way. And yet the Jesus has it. Way. We didn't know which one did Jesus has it. Debi. Any park or north, Ako Benin. Kofu Ako Burkina, Ako India. Omu Ako bow to their idols. Just omu di nyoma to do happiness. People get back in. And if you want to possess the land and you are in that same competitive space with people, you can only make a difference when you also have a backing. So if you don't have a working covenant for the year, you will just be a free rider who will never have any free ride. I don't know. Am I preaching nonsense? So you find out that you go back and forth. But if you want to be settled as a child of God, your faith must propel you to establish a working agreement between you and God. Praise the Lord. A working what? Agreement between you and God. Based on the insight and your encounters with God. Based on your faith, insight from the word of God, your faith. So as the year has started, you need to be thinking, what kind of scriptural pattern can I follow to negotiate an altar or a covenant that will help me to secure the land the way Abraham secured the land, so that I don't end up like Lot? You have to ask that fundamental question. Hello? Are you sure you are here? You see, this is the reason why we love people. We desire their result. Like Lot is desiring the result of Abraham, but he can never have it. Because he has not bought into the altar building covenant practices of Abraham. He wants to have a land like Abraham also wants to have a land. But he is not doing what Abraham is doing. So no matter how hard he is praying, no matter how hard he is desiring, he is still not having it. He has gone to collect the blueprint. But all people can give you is what is on paper. They don't give you what is in your spiritual space. Oh, I say like this. I give to this blogger. I give to that blogger, that influencer. What the other man? What tears can I go? Because blog and the way in the crowd, they can all say, who won't be tired? They're pushing you, my blog and the crowd, and tears here. But all you have is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Most of the powerful things are not things you can read on paper. If you're a child of God, you need a solid altar. What do you need? I want to introduce one solid foundational covenant you can stand on like Abraham and secure a difference in 2025. We call it the covenant of first fruit. What do you call it? Covenant of first fruit. Tell somebody, covenant of first fruit. I mentioned a lot to you, but covenant of first fruit simply means that I covenant by insight, by revelation, that as I am starting the year, there is no start. There is no beginning until I have made God my priority. Until I have made God, ensured myself in the Lord. Until I have sacrificed my sacrifice unto the Lord by revelation or insight, by divine generosity. Are you here at all? Are you here at all? And I'm doing that divine generosity, one, because I honor the Lord. Two, because God is the source of everything I can ever receive in this life, including the one he has promised me and the one that I desire that he will do for me. I need him to be my help, my provider. Praise the Lord. And I am honoring him because this year itself, he gave it to me. And therefore, whatever the year can give birth to, first of all, belongs to him. I'm just a caretaker. Hello? I'm just a steward over what belongs to him. So I want to return it back to him as a measure of my honor towards him and my generosity towards him, that what he has given me, I am returning the very premium one to him, the first one. Praise the Lord. And I am doing that as an established covenant. An altar I am building like Abraham built to secure the land of 2025 that he has promised me. Very simple matter. It is not a matter of argument. When I want to do something personal, which I believe by the instruction of my faith and by patterns I see in the word of God, that this thing is powerful by faith and is going to be to my advantage, it doesn't become an issue of argument. It doesn't become an issue of conflict. It doesn't become an issue of I don't know what I am about. It doesn't become I, Francis Obin here, just say that I am going to offer God my first fruit in 2025, which could be anything valuable to me. Anything God gives me in the 12 months, I'm saying the January harvest, I'm giving it to God. This is the first step I want to take before I step into the proper year from February. Because Minyabri, are you here at all? Because I don't want to be operating with only my senses. I don't want to just be making logical decisions that will not amount to anything. I don't want to get things and then they will get bent down along the way. I want to be going up and up, and I want God to be the one pulling me up. Therefore, I am handing over to him my first so that he would take care of my rest. That is what I want to. That is the simple summary about first fruit. If you want to live life anyhow, don't go deeper with the Lord. But if you want the help of God and you want God to go deep with you, then consecration, dedication, sacrifice is important. A covenant relationship is important. So I will introduce you to first fruit. That's why in the scripture you see something like first fruit. So what is the first fruit? The Bible talks about Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. Is that not so? Are you sure you are here? Somebody say, I am here. I'm here for that covenant. You see, in first fruit, first of all, you have to understand that it predates the law. In Genesis chapter 4, where it is mentioned. Verse number 4. Two brothers are there. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and his offering. Cain also in the process of time brought something unto the Lord, and the Lord had no respect of it. But Bible said what Abel brought was the first fruit of what he was doing. Are you here with me? This time the Lord had not come. So these people, or this guy Abel, he made the first fruit based on his inspiration, based on insight, revelation he had from the Lord. He was, in fact, when you read Hebrews chapter 11, he's the first person that is mentioned in that hall of fame when it comes to faith. And the Bible made reference to the value of his what? Sacrifice. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 4, he says that by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. This time around, it is not he testifying about God, though. It's God testifying about him. How beautiful it will be that when there is only one seat for promotion, God will talk to your CEO that just give it to this person. Difference maker. What is God even talking? He said by faith. This guy did this thing by faith. He made a sacrifice, excellent one, by which he obtained a witness that he was righteous. God testifying of his gift. Wow. And by it, he being dead, yes, speaketh. First fruit guy can never die, will not die, will get the land. You take wherever is green, whatever. When yours is burning, the guy is increasing. Because he's a covenant brother. He's a covenant sister. Are you here at all? Don't just enter the market and just enter there with your first class certificate. I am beautiful. Boy, God was testifying of his gift. This guy, even though he's dead, that first fruit is still speaking. There is a way that you will have a voice supernaturally when you start a year, and it comes from the altar and the covenant you build before you step out into the year with effort like any other brother. Are you here at all? But the propeller of your success will be beyond your effort, because you have an altar you have serviced unto God. If you understand what we are talking about, please wave your hands. Let me see. You understand it? That's why we are talking about, Charlie. One of the great things to do as you start the year is that just say, push and honor God with your word, first fruit. It's a great foundation to lay. What is the first fruit? Let's go into the Bible and learn some things. What is a first fruit? In fact, who even owns the first fruit? Hey. Exodus 13, 1 and 2, please. Exodus 13, 1 and 2. Let's see the principle of the first fruit. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, so this is when actually it was put into a law, okay? The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, sanctify unto me all the firstborn, whatsoever openeth the womb among the children of Israel, both of man and of beast, it is what? Mine. That's it. One and two. So, God delivered his people from Egypt. And when he delivered, he gave them a law. The first time it was done by an insight, by revelation, by faith, by man. This time around, it's instituted as a law. Praise the Lord. So that the nation can benefit from it. And he told them, God told them, he said that, since I have delivered you from bondage, from darkness, and you are no longer hell bound, but you are in my kingdom, this is what I want you to do. Anything that openeth the womb, whether it's man or it's animal, just give it to me. The reason why you must give it to me is that it's mine. It's mine because I am the one who has delivered you from bondage and put you in this land. Are you here at all? So it's mine. It's not like it's yours. Without the deliverance, you are nothing. And you have nothing. So anything that comes out of you, open up the womb. That's why January is the first month of the year. It opens the year. That's why, you know, as we are here, we will have human calculations to some things. So when you are talking about, oh, in the Bible, the first fruit was tomato and banchi, cassava, and what? Am I a farmer? I'm asking you, am I a farmer? I'm not a farmer. My work is in the office. The farmer's work is what? In the farm. So the farmer will bring their first harvest to God. My work is in the office. All the work I do in January, the payment of that comes in the form of cash. It doesn't come in the form of cloth, cassava, plantain. Are you here at all? It comes in the form of what? Cash. So I'm able to quantify all the work I do in January as my reward for January. And that is what I will present. So if you tell me that first fruit is not money, I don't. What, do you want me to offer my heart, my lungs? Maria, do they want me to offer my lungs? No. What I receive is cash, and it is cash I will bring to God. Is it not what God gave me? Hello? That is why I will pick my January earning. All my salary. I'm not giving him 10%. I'm not giving him the leg. He said, anything that opened the room, whether man or animal, just carry that firstborn and bring it to me. If you honor me like that, I will show you where the blessings, you know, come from. Praise the Lord. So sometimes they say the church, we talk about money, we talk about, I won't tell. When you give birth to a human being, are we doing nursery here? I would say that bring your first child. No, you now wow. Praise the Lord. All your increase. Praise God. In verse number 13, look at what the Bible said. Verse number 13. It said that, and every firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb. And if thou wilt not redeem it, then thou shalt break his neck. And all the firstborn of man among thy children shalt thou redeem. So here we see that the Lord said that they should sanctify. That means that they should set aside for him. So first fruit is an offering, but also it's a principle of first things first. And that principle says that whatever opens the womb belongs to God. In that verse 2. God said categorically that they are mine. They are what? I can't hear you. They are what? Mine. They are mine. And he's saying that if you have an animal, some animals were deemed clean and some were deemed unclean. And so the clean animals were used to redeem the unclean ones. Like if you have an ass, you use a lamb as a payment to clean the ass. Then you have redeemed the ass. He says that if you are not going to do that, then you now use your hand and break the neck of that ass. Like unya in nchi. The first one. He says that there is a process of redeeming or cleaning that one so that it will continue to be part of your business. Hello? And he says that if you are not willing to do so, take the head of that cow or bull or whatever and break it. Now, if you take that analogy as the year God has given you, and he's saying that, look, one of the greatest things to do by inspiration, by faith, is that give me your first fruit. It's a redemption package. Are you here? And he said, oh, 2025, you know, I don't want to give God any first fruit. I'm not redeeming it. What you are doing is that you are taking that year and you are breaking the neck. You're just breaking the neck of that year. And sometimes when you break the neck of an animal, the animal doesn't, like so many people have broken their neck, you see that they are wearing net color. It just like to affect your balance. Are you here at all? It will affect your balance. Sometimes you see that the animal will not easily get pregnant because the neck is broken. So some people have a year that is not healthy. Because neck, you have used your own hand to break the neck. Sometimes when the neck is broken, the animal dies. So you have meat, you eat it. After that, you don't have any reproduction. So you see that some people, after January, their year has come to an end. What they ate, the first they ate, has collapsed the rest that could come to them. Now, if you read Romans, he says that the first sanctifies the rest. So when you are giving, you do this thing by insight, not by argument on social media, by left, right. You have followed that argument and see your life. I want to ask you, the people who go to shrine, do they come to make conversations on social media? Are you here at all? That is their power for the year. That's their altar. That's their covenant. That's their driving force for the year. You know, you say, oh, my pastor says we should bring our first fruit. What do you think? And it's a discussion in your office. What at this level, what do you think? You yourself, what do you think? You should come up. Do what? Come up either. Go deeper. Try in this church, in January, we are not trying to give our tithe. I want to carry the first and say, hold it, like Abraham carried Isaac, fully grown Isaac, and went and gave to God. And God said, my interest is not in killing Isaac, it's to prove your heart whether I can bless you with more. And then God said, Abraham, hey, you are past. You see inside our bush, before I ask you to bring Isaac, I already had a lamb there, very big one with horns. And that lamb with horns, you know, lambs use their horns to fight. He says that it has been caught by grass. Grass represents grace. He says that grace has arrested your miracle for you and it has taken the fight out of it. So go and enjoy the year. Since your heart has passed the test, your hand can arrest the miracle. That's a difference maker. You can follow the prayer online. You are sweating, blah, blah, blah. Don't you see that the people in church who normally are sharing testimony from time to time, time to time, time to time, they don't look like very prayerful people. They don't always look like prayerful people. They pray. But they don't look, you know how those people who are visibly nothing on ground when the foundation is destroyed. All the kinkri kinkri will not make sense. Are you here at all? The kinkri kinkri, you build it on something. Yeah, you go to, you see that those who honor God with their tithe, you see that on in your nam. A customer no pepper pepper wants with their come what fastest sign your answer. Uncle baby, because who see dynasty dream? Are you here at all? When you have a proper foundation, an altar pushing you. You see that you are a difference maker. This year you make a difference in Jesus' name. I'm a first fruit practitioner. You know, by faith, this thing, we are practitioner, we are entering the market. There must be a difference in the market. Are you here at all? Am I talking to somebody now? Sometimes you do, baby, I wish you 100%, no less. Are you here at all? No contest. But when Esther appears, coming from the background she's coming from, and when you see Esther, she will have favor because she's not normal. She's not what? Normal. You want to be just normal. You want to be normal. Even till now, when you look at your mother, you see that she's prettier than you. even at the age. Why are you going without BP? Since she didn't go anywhere without BP. And even at the age, she's still prettier than you. You need something more than that prettiness. Are you here at all? You need something more than a normal. Something supernatural must be pushing you. Praise the Lord. Come on now. Are you sure you are here? Don't be a normal Christian. Normal, you're too a dry, you're cool. What for you? You're too a dry, you're bold, you're cool. Let them go to the shrine. They will see that you know, you are a first root practitioner. And God, he said that from Egypt to the promised land, he did not allow anyone to do them harm. You couldn't touch a one and a scripture and answer, touch not my anointed, do my prophet. It comes from that place. Not from some priest talking. No. He's talking about his people moving from Egypt to the promised land. That he was so with them that he said that nobody should touch them. These are covenant people. They are different. Tell somebody I'm a covenant person. I'm a different person. Though. And this year, though, I am going to do it practically. My first foot on ground. He said, just settle that matter in your head. This salary for January, when you eat it, will it not finish? Now, anything you use to build an altar, you can consume and it will finish. But when you build an altar, you can have encounters with God for a long time. And it will be the sustaining portal, part of your faith, to keep building and building and building and building and praise the Lord. Yeah, the unbeliever has their own way of functioning. And the believer also has his own way of what? Functioning. Don't neglect your order of functioning. Don't neglect it. Don't. Don't let anybody confuse you. I'm telling you. You need to put your foot on ground. Get deeper with the Lord. Tell somebody, get deeper with the Lord. Get deeper with the Lord. One lady was telling me, say that last year she got an international appointment. They paid her some tens of thousands of dollars. Every year she has pushed herself to sow, to give her first fruit higher than the year before. So this year she was just discussing with me, how is she going to do it? Then all of a sudden, things started happening. Chaka. She said, wow. Because she has told herself, God, it cannot be like last year. I cannot go a whole year and I'm still bringing the same thing to you. Make a way. Praise the Lord. Make what? A way. I mean, Pastor Mekasa Bibri, Yamia Samuhoya Clema Yenina. He who has an ear, let him hear. He has already heard it. There are people who want to make a difference and they are going to make it. Praise the Lord. Abraham is not normal. Abraham, when I look at the family I come from, I refuse to be normal. I'm telling you. I refuse to be normal. Praise the Lord. Maybe some of you don't know. Me, my family, in all humility, when somebody is even walking, I say, Okuprona ne naitia. Plaster na ye better no. Ya omota afremi. Plaster no. Na ye better atari kronos no. Maybe you come from a very, you know, plush family. Sometimes me who calls her ba? Let me know my dear. So I'm not here to be speaking English. Knowing Jesus is, I'm not only heavenly bound, it is also my sustainability here on earth. Are you here at all? I saw my mom killed like a chicken. Her mom killed like a chicken, taking care of the family. She was killed. The same age around that time, my mother, she was also taking care of the same family. She was also killed. Then I came. You know, some things will come and meet you. You have no choice. And I'm doing the same thing. I'm not going to die. No. If I'm not going to die, it's not talk. It's how if I'm not going to die, I must have proper backing from the Lord. Are you here at all? Yes, now. Evans is here, he's my PA. When I see the kind of help I give to family and people who are also family from the church and then even from the community, and I'm just a pastor, you just be asking me like, you need something supernatural. That will be, you know, you need the ground, a supernatural ground of a covenant. That means God gives you a kind of supply that you yourself cannot explain. Yes, to me, yo, say university for your mobile. What's if we? Oh, this year's omu chaebia. Because by all means, share. Obi akwase ne girl peno mo awu metu ya bi pepe. Wo dia ya bi sa. Metu ya sa. Ka be fie. Omu twa na ka be fie. But we are happy to do that. How do we do that and not cry? Because we have positioned ourselves by covenant with the Lord, so that the Lord is giving us supplies from all angles. And we are able to do the things that we are able to do. Praise the Lord. Some people, their pastor is their only source of hope. Not just praying for them. What they will eat. How far their children will go. You just keep insulting pastors. It's not a small matter. Some of your politicians, if they were made to pastor the church 1 month, they will run. They will run from the church and go back to parliament. But by the special grace of God, I believe that God says, I'm going to bless you until you become what? A blessing. But look at the person God was talking to. Look at his practices. He was not a normal person. Now when 5 loaves of bread are in the hand of Jesus and 2 fishes, when he's distributing it, it doesn't get finished. But if it is in your hand alone, the Bible calls it a young lad's lunch. A kola lunch. Who would demand us? A best sakura ensum. And I don't find my yeshu. No one to 10 miles back. So that you have some 12 basket full of surplus. Taking care of your ear. Clap your hands and pray for Jesus. Sister, you don't need to grow to be great, brother. You don't need to grow to be great. You just need to know the Lord and walk with him in a deeper dimension. And your greatness has started. Lift up your hands right now. Say, Father, I thank you for your word. I give you praise. Open your mouth right now. Thank the Lord for the word. Thank the Lord. I'm a difference maker. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for the revelation this year. Kalabataha. I'm riding on the insight and the revelation of the first fruit to redesign, recalibrate, to begin my year. Kadula parasa eshekete lebelekete ilokuasi predikataya andulikile patese zola grabi satele eshekele patalaba adora batata. Thank you, Father, as I come to honor you. Show yourself strong. In the mighty name of God, lift up your hands right now. Say, Father, as I prepare to bring my first fruit this January ending and February, I pray for supernatural supplies. I pray for supernatural success. Open your mouth right now. Pray for the grace. Pray for the grace for success, supernatural success, for the difference. Ekora para suta adula kila pasa entelia parazo shakwala bara itola paniasa entelia bela kakete shala bala 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 shakwala bala bala entelia bela kakete masata laba kapata in the name of Jesus, Masha. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands. Say, Father,
As you promised Abraham.
As you promised Abraham.
I receive promises.
I receive promises.
Promises that you have given me.
Promises that you've given
and
me.
And I declare right now.
I declare right now.
As I walk the length and breadth.
As I walk the length and breadth
of this life.
This life.
I possess.
I possess.
My possessions.
My possessions.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
The mighty name of Jesus.
2025.
2025.
My life will be a difference.
My life will be a difference.
Open your mouth and pray right
now.
I possess my possession. My life will make a difference. Open your mouth. Declare. Pray. Shalabalakapa. Etolabalagabataha. Isutalabakapa. Adule telepasa. Adule meliasu. Shakalapateke. Atalabalakapa. Etole breketete. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jifamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.